Well, the Unconformity is finally here. Festival Director Travis Tiddy joins me this morning. Good morning to you, Travis.
Morning.
Getting excited, are you, mate?
Oh, yeah. We've been building for 2 years towards this morning.
Yep.
It's been a lot of work, a lot of thinking. We've got a very dedicated volunteer committee who've overseen this change into the Unconformity, so we're pretty excited.
Now, we know that the festival is mainly free, but there are some paid events as well. How are the ticket sales going with those?
Yeah, pretty well. You know, we've sold out two of those events, which is good. The others are selling very fast. We will have door sales, so cash sales on the door will happen, but we would encourage people to get in sooner rather than later and snap those up. And you know, as you said, most of the program's free. We've got five events which are ticketed and you know, they're looking really strong. So we'd encourage people to try and go and see one or two of those and experience some performing arts on the West Coast.
Now, we're seeing a lot of faces in town at the moment working on the festival. How much work actually goes into making this happen?
Oh, it's a pretty big affair. I'm not quite sure, when you're inside it, you sort of think, oh, it's the festival that's coming. But we're actually thinking this is one of the most ambitious and largest events happening in the state at the moment. So even though we're in a pretty small place. So it means that, you know, we've got quite a few event management professionals coming in. They're all working to pretty tight deadlines. The bump-in's pretty much happening over the last 3 days. So, people would have seen the activity, but they're a great crew. And, it's all tracking pretty well at the moment.
Now, it's exciting to see the free festival hub, the crib room, come together in the main street. Can you outline the food and the drink options that the venue's going to actually have, Travis?
Yeah, well, we got found out pretty much with the last festival in terms of capacity food-wise for all of our visitors. And since that time, we've had the Mount Lyell Motor Inn's closed, you know, mostly Pine Cafe is no longer open. So we know we're getting more people this time. So we've had to complement local food. And we've put together the Crib Room, which is this industrially themed sort of curated food experience. So we've got these two crusher cone barbecues that Joe Gasperzik's workshop through Crozzy has made. They're pretty specky, and we've got some people who will be cooking Northwest Coast product on those. So, yeah, we think it'll go well. It'll complement every other business, it's pretty exciting for our region, I think.
Well, that's the whole story, isn't it, Travis, that, you know, you're not there to compete with the local businesses. You want them to come on board and be part of the festival as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's right. You know, ever since we started the festival way back in 2009, we started working on the very first one. It's about visitation and you know, getting all those accommodation places booked out in October, which is the shoulder of the tourism season. And it's about, you know, getting those people spinning through those cafes, which they always do. They run off their feet at the end of the festival, which is probably, you know, it's good for them. They can pivot their operations around. Around having all these people in town. So, yeah, we're hoping we'll be dropping into those cafes and seeing how they're going. It's hopefully it'll all be good.
We're talking with Unconformity Festival Director Travis Tiddy. Just out of interest, Travis, where does the money go when people buy the tickets for the events and the food, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, right, yeah. No, that's a good question. It all comes back to the Unconformity. So this is the very first time we've actually gone through a ticketed sort of structure for the festival with those five events. In the past, the festival has been 100% free, but we can't sustain that really and pay for this scale and ambitious sort of program. So all the money comes back to us into the festival, and we reinvest that back into future events in the region. So whether that's the Crib Room bar and the Crib Room kitchen, we've got the Oasis, which will be a cranking late night venue, all the door takings and bar sales and all the other tickets. Our board and committee reinvest that back into what we do on the West Coast, which is good for the region.
It is. It's fantastic. Now, just before we leave you, because I know you're going to be a busy lad over the next 3 days, what are your hot tips for the program?
Ah, yeah. Well, we're shaking the foundations of Queenstown later tonight with the Rumble. We've got mining machinery, which will be coming out. It'll be moodily lit, and there'll be smoke, and, you know, I've been told to expect really, really, really loud noise.
Okay.
So you might want to bring earmuffs or earplugs. It's going to be pretty epic. We've also got, we've had a lot of volunteers in the town hall assembling 3,000 cardboard boxes, which we've got school kids from all over the West Coast coming, and they're going to be working on We Built This City. It's a really large-scale free family project. So go into the town hall across the next 2 days. That's pretty epic. And we're closing with our football match, which I was just hearing and talking with the visiting side. They're called the Rest. So it's the West versus the Rest. West Coast side's made up of half Rosebery players, half Queenie players, which is pretty good. So that's looking like it'll be maybe a slightly damp close to events on Sunday.
Travis, all the very best to all of the people that have put the Unconformity together. We wish you all the success, not only for this year, but for 2 years' time.
Yeah, appreciate that. Cheers.